Welcome to Marketing School, the only podcast that provides daily top-level marketing tips and strategies from entrepreneurs that practice what they preach and live what they teach. Let's start leveling up your marketing knowledge with your instructors, Neil Patel and Eric Sue.
All right, everyone. Today, before we start, we got a special word from our sponsor, DreamHost. Neil, take it away.
If you want to improve your SEO, one thing that you have to do is increase your load time. This is really important, especially because Google has mobile-first indexing. Go Google DreamHost. You can check out their site. They not only are really super affordable, they're reliable, but their hosting improves your load time compared to most hosts out there, which increases your SEO ranking. So check them out.
Welcome to another episode of Marketing School. I'm Eric Sue.
And I'm Neil Patel.
And today we are going to be talking about how to write perfect cold emails that don't get ignored. Didn't you just get a cold email earlier, Neil?
I did. Someone was trying to tell me how it was something about helping the United States. You know, I live in the United States for anyone listening. And I was like, okay, let me open it up. And the guy's like, hey, I'm Dan. You know, I live in the United States. We need your help. And pretty much long story short, he tried to get me to link to one of his websites. I didn't respond to Dan. I was like, this isn't really helping the United States. This is more so helping you. But I opened it up because it was just so creative. The other thing that I found with creative subject lines is like short to the point does well. Like sometimes Brian Dean will send emails with just subject line being site audit or SEO template or something short like that. Those do well. Anything that's casual, lowercase, like your friends would send you do well. Putting people's name in the subject line does well too. What have you tested?
Yeah, you know what? I was just looking at this email from Nathan Latka. He sends me this email and it says 500K 2020 YTD. So that basically, like, I'm like, okay, he's probably talking about a business that maybe he thinks I'm interested in, right? So I'm like, okay, I'm going to click on it. So to your point, short, sometimes it might be like we've talked about, you know, just putting the person's first name with a question mark. That's been used quite a bit now. So, you know, a lot of things we talk about on this podcast will tend to get overused really quickly and then you have to move on to the next thing. Let's say I'm doing a cold email and I'm trying to get a client. I might say three issues with your website, right? It's short, it's to the point, and it's something that you know that they care about. So if I'm the CEO of the company, you reach out to me, you tell me there's a problem with my website, I'm going to be like, oh my God, what am I going to do? I'm at the very least, I'm probably, if I'm a responsible CEO, I'm going to forward that to whoever's responsible on the team. And that's actually a long time ago. Here's a better example. Neil and I hit up Zynga when they're thinking about getting into poker. And we just, I think the email I sent was, you know, we've grown poker websites before. And then we ended up getting a call with like four or five of their executives. Unfortunately, they ended up scrapping the program, but it just shows, and this is at the time, Neil and I were, I think I was like 26, Neil was 27. Still, sending out that cold email, you got to think about what people care about and go from there. Neil, you can even talk about the cold email that you sent to someone that kind of got into like a issue, we'll just call it that way.
Yeah, so there was a billionaire who got into a issue, bad press. I literally sent him a cold email on like, you're going to run into more trouble unless you do this. Like it was something generic like that in the subject line. And then I broke down how my company can help him with PR. He didn't end up hiring me, but I got him to respond to the email and he was prying, but I quickly got from it that he didn't want to spend any money. So I kind of stopped messaging him back. But in general, short, catchy subject lines do well, and anything that is very relevant to the time or something that they're facing or problems that they're having do extremely well. And you don't necessarily need to know the person. Like if I'm sending a cold email to 50 or 100 people in a space and I know I'm in SEO and I'm trying to get them for SEO related stuff, I know people are always want more traffic. Like I can end up saying like, try this hack, your traffic will just go through the roof. And just like something that simple. And then a lot of people end up opening it and then you can have a conversation and get responses.
Yeah. The final thing I'll add from my side is that the body of your email, just you only need to personalize 10 to 20% of it and then it's personalized. So you don't need to go that far, but the personalization goes a long way because anybody, and I promise you, anybody that has a decent brain will know when it's just a template. And so you got to figure out how you can make it look legit. And by the way, you want to make sure your formatting is right too. Because if your formatting looks off, that instantly gets discounted, right? So just because let's use the Neil cold email example from earlier. Sure, you got a great subject line, but the body's got to get them too. You can't bait and switch there. So you kind of have to close the loop. Just getting them to open it is not enough, but getting them to finish off and actually respond to you, whether it's positive or negative, that closes the loop.
If you need help growing your business, make sure you check out marketingschool.io/live. So that's it. We look forward to helping you grow. Just make sure you go there, apply. Whether you have issues with cold emails or any marketing issues, we're here to help.
We appreciate you joining us for this session of Marketing School. Be sure to rate, review, and subscribe to the show. And visit marketingschool.io for more resources based on today's topic, as well as access to more episodes that will help you find true marketing success. That's marketingschool.io. Until next time, class dismissed.